You're listening to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design.
Welcome. Thanks for listening today. We want to talk a little bit about what we do, sort of the short version, and how we got started in interior design. So we are an interior design group. We are called Alice Lane, but the interior side of what we do is Alice Lane Interior Design. So most of our days are spent creating custom environments for people that want a really extraordinary lifestyle. And we have learned a lot of tricks over the years of doing this. And we just felt like we get asked so many questions, and oftentimes in a social setting, you can really only answer questions in two sentences or in a really brief way. And we feel like we have a lot to share with for what we've learned over all the time. So Alice Lane is a street that I used to live on. And I got my start actually studying advertising design, worked in ad agencies for the first part of my career for about 10 years as an art director, and fell in love with interior design through a home that I built on a street called Alice Lane, and really realized that this is what I wanted to do. The design work that I had been doing previously felt very two-dimensional or static, stuck inside of a computer screen, and it was just so fun to play three-dimensionally. A couple friends had taken notice and asked if I would help them in their homes, in their environments, and the biggest one was a friend that asked if I'd do his corporate headquarters for him, for a software company, and I let him know that I could do his branding for him, and he said, no, I want you to do my interiors. And I was just naive enough that I said, yeah, I'll do it. I think that sounds like fun. So that was probably a good, 20 years ago, 15 to 20 years ago, when I took on my first interior design job, and then quickly saw the need to find better products in the marketplace to provide for the jobs I was doing. And I knew that they were available because I was subscribing to every magazine and buying every interiors book I could get my hands on to try and really school myself in the world of interiors, because I had been schooled in advertising design. So a lot of things cross over in design and art history and 2D and 3D design and layout and so many other things. But I felt like I needed more school. So I just immersed myself in it, and it was so much fun. And then of course, learning live, working with furniture and different things that were available was great. And then finally there was a need to create my own shop so that I could get the stuff I wanted to get my hands on. So that's how Alice Lane was born. It was out of a need and out of a passion. And we've been doing this for 11 years now. So I think we've got a lot that we've learned along the way and a lot to share.
It's awesome. Yeah. I think, one thing, Jess, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but one thing that I noticed with Alice Lane, like before I started working here, which is like 6.5 years ago now, was that Alice Lane like filled a hole in the market, especially in Utah.
Yeah.
It's something that like Utah didn't have. It felt very unique to like Utah's style.
Yeah.
And it's special in a way. So can you like maybe like talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, you bet. I'm glad that you caught on to that, because that is the reason why we opened a store. And I constantly say this, and you guys have heard me say it a million times, that I don't want to be a me too, that I don't want to open a store or do a design that already exists in the world, because it already exists. So the point of us doing this is to create a new way, to create a new product, to create a new scene, to do something different than what's done before. And so that was the need for opening a store, was to show something that wasn't available before. And it was actually a really difficult thing to do. We searched markets sort of high and low. And at the time, there was sort of this old world trend that was really, really hot. And decor was heavy looking. There was a lot of curly iron, a lot of rough hewn textures on woods that were raw. And it was just a real heaviness. And the looks that I loved were transitional, that were cleaner, finer boned animals, thinner things. Cloths weren't as chunky and heavy and Chanel-y. And so, yeah, we really set out to try and create something that we couldn't find in the marketplace, which is probably pretty risky now that I think about it, that we probably should have offered something that everybody wanted.
But that probably exactly like fits your personality. So you're just like being unique to yourself and doing it like speaks to your soul kind of.
Truly. Right. And I'll tell you that when you do that, it's thrilling. It's so thrilling. And we continue to do this 11 years in and it continues to be a thrill. It's exciting. And we haven't done it before and we're as nervous as we are as excited. We're like 50 parts excited and 50 parts nervous that we hope it works. And it almost works every time. And it's just such, it's such a more fun ride than creating something that's already there.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And it seems like, how did you like, I don't even think I know the full story, but like, how did you, you know, become to like work at Alice Lane?
So glad you asked. How I got to work at Alice Lane. I am from down like in Utah County.
Yeah, I should tell everybody, Suze is my right hand and she's the VP here of design. And so Sue and I work hand in hand. And over the years, we've begun to complete each other's sentences and share a brain. And I think we know what each other are thinking. I can DM her a photo in the middle of the night and not even use a word. And we both see the exact same thing. So it's really fun to be doing this type of work and to be able to have that sort of synced up rhythm in things. To not have to even use as many words and just go, yep, I get it, got it, you know, or I can speak for her, she could speak for me or whatever. So I feel bad for people that are trying to tackle this on their own. It's just really fun to be this synced up. So anyway, back to Sue.
It's so collaborative.
Yeah. How did you discover Alice Lane and where did you come from and how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. I got my degree in interior design at Utah State. So I did there for a year and then worked for several firms, did my own thing for a second. And I was actually just at a sandwich shop in Orem and I looked over and I
sent you a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. I remember. Yeah.
Yep. That's the one. I was at Sent You a Sandwich in December and you opened in September of 2008. And this was December of 2008. And I looked over at what used to be like a mattress store and then was a Halloween spirit store or something like ambiguous store. And I'm like, what on earth is that darling awning happening over there? This cute black and white awning with this great hardware on the doors. I'm like, what is that store? So I excuse myself from my party and I'm like, I'm just going to go take a field trip and I'm going to see what this is. So I walked over to the store and there was Jess and Adam Bennett, the owners of Alice Lane. It was just you two and it was around Christmas. I still have those ceramic pine cones I bought on the front table. Anyway, and they're really, especially in Utah County, there wasn't really anywhere worth working. So at the time I had been working for a firm in downtown Salt Lake, which is an hour north. And anyway, and so I started talking to them and we just kind of courted before I departed my previous firm and became your first designer. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, yeah, the rest is history. The thing that I noticed the very beginning was this fresh aesthetic. This aesthetic, because again, I'd worked several places trying to figure out where, what niche I fit into because my background, you know, was like not in Utah really. And then coming back here, I realized that there was just an absence and Jess really filled that void. And since Utah's kind of exploded, I really attribute like this change in the design scene to what Jess started. Because since then, we've seen a lot of other shops and firms pop up that, you know, have taken on this transitional design and Utah's adapted to what's available now in the marketplace. And I really am so excited that Alice Lane is really, I feel like, the first to bring it to Utah. So anyway, cool to be a part of that. And
Well, and you guys have like Jess was saying, you guys like have the same eye in a sense. But like, Sue's like, what do you think, like, what's like a difference that you have in your design, like versus Jess, like what sets you apart a little bit?
Let's see. I don't know. There's so many common denominators, but Jess is a class act, everybody. She is a class act. And like when you go into her home, everything is perfectly in its place. But there's still a relaxed aesthetic to Jess. And that's like in her personality. When you work with her, there's nobody that has never liked Jess. In my book, and working with everybody. And she's just so easy to get along with and without guile and just a great person. I think that reads into her interiors. And I think she's always looking for like a little funk, but a lot of timeless. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that kind of describes you and your aesthetic.
Oh, maybe Jess, maybe you could describe Sue's.
Yeah, for sure. So Sue is so artsy and she loves nature so much and she loves people. And so when you go into her home, her walls are filled from the floorboards to the ceiling with art, and most of them have a subject, which is pretty unique if you think about your own homes and the art that's in them. A lot of people, when we present art for their home, it's the one layer that we go through a lot of reselections on because people want art to mean something to them. And Sue's art has so many subjects and people get freaked out because they're like, oh, I don't want somebody looking back at me. And Sue's does not want to be alone. She wants to be surrounded by all of her favorite people and things. And she really doesn't ever need a quiet moment to like decompress, you know, like most of us will go home and get on our pajamas and get quiet. And she's like going from a nephew soccer game to the next thing, out to dinner with people, with friends, and loves energy. And I think charges her batteries that way. And I feel like her sense of decor is like every living thing, living finishes, subjects in art, beautiful fabrics. She's a party. In fact, her husband calls her the fun all the time girl. And so, yeah, so she's spirited. And I think that it takes that to create an extraordinary space, something that's worth talking about. Because otherwise, I think you could phone it in with a lot of taupes and neutrals. And for Sue's, there's always going to be an art to the room. So she definitely creates art, you know, through the pieces and parts, and is absolutely fearless in her design.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about Sue's too. Sue's helped me with like my kitchen, and you know, picked out the color, and I kind of like knew like of the palette, I think, that I wanted the color, but it was like the color you chose. I was like, man, that's so like, the only way to describe it was like beautiful. And I was like, I don't think I ever would have like looked at it with like those eyes, if that makes sense.
But, I think I told you to go all in too. I think you were going to do a halfsies.
Yeah.
I think half white, half a color. And I'm like, commit. Yep. Let's commit to a color.
So glad I did too.
And once you see something in full color, in full strength, the biggest idea, you almost can't dial it back because you're always thinking of what it could be. We've had so many clients that say that, like, oh, I should have just done it because now that I've done it with the less beautiful countertop, all I see is that regret that I should have just gone for it. So Sue's is always going to give you the goggles to see things as extraordinary as it's possible of seeing it. And then you can't undo that.
So true.
Yeah, you can't undo being touched by Sue Hall.
So true.
Yeah, it's really great. I think one of the other questions you have on here is, what do you specialize in here? And one of the things that the simplest way I can think to describe what we specialize in is we're mix masters. So you're not usually going to see us use a bedroom set, you know. The bed's not going to match the nightstand, isn't going to match the dressers with the armoire. And we're always going to be mixing up pieces, different lines, different finishes, and really creating an outfit that's something that people go, I could have never put this together, but I love it. And so there's always that element of timelessness. And because I think if you shop at Alice Lane or work with a designer at Alice Lane, we're always going to choose something that hopefully is everlasting. It might be big on style, but my hope is that they never get buyer's remorse, that they went all in for it, and that it's just kind of ageless. Like, you don't know what to say about it. It's just, you know, it's just an interesting thing. It's extraordinarily beautiful. And people are always asking us on our carpool Q&A that we do on Fridays. They're like, tell me what's going to be timeless. What's not going to go out of style? What color wood floors should I do? People are so paralyzed about getting buyer's remorse that they want to make sure that whatever advice we give them has staying power. And I think we do a really good job at that, but we're always mixing it up and really, really creating interiors that are artful.
Mm-hmm. And that like feel interesting. I feel like, you know, mid-century modern, there's like, there's a lot that I love of that style. My house is mid-century, but when everything, it just feels so sterile and like kind of small, like the scale of furniture is like really small.
Yeah.
So when it's just like one thing, that's the thing I love about Allison the most, when it's, cause there's like different styles in one room.
Yeah.
When it's all one style, it just,
it's not so flat.
Feels blah.
Yeah.
Someone asked me that the other day. They're like, do you guys ever just like take one style and just like stay pure all the way through? And I'm like, boring. Yeah. And that's like, not to say there's beauty in every style, but it's so much more exciting when you pair them together, you know, because everybody you meet, I think, is like, I like this down, I like this down. How do you blend all those? And I'm like, artfully, but you can blend them.
Yeah.
You can blend them. And I think that makes the most interesting spaces when you do have a bit of modern, a bit of history, a bit of traditional, a bit of...
Mm-hmm. And the tension between the two is what makes that thing just so explosively awesome. We often, like, one of the thing that we say a lot to clientele is, like, you know that Arc Digest thing when you get this gloppy old chest and you put modern art above it? That tension is what's extraordinary. Because anybody can put an old oil painting above an old chest, you know, and stay in that same vein. But then you're like, boring. So I feel like if you are going to hire a designer, it's your designer's job to create something that you wouldn't have thought of on your own, mm-hmm. you know, and totally. And really push you and try and create that fashionable connection and then pull that out other spaces within the room to make it all tie together. So it's not like a garage sale moment, but it's really intentional and the scale is right. So I think we're really, really good at that. So at Alice Lane, we believe your home should be your favorite place on earth. And we've really spent the time and learned a lot about people and a lot of really wonderful design tricks. And we hope on this podcast to be able to share our learnings with all of you so that you can be on this journey with us and make your home your favorite place. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.